This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
We're hoping to talk to Steve Sands. Maybe we can grab him tomorrow. He just got into O'Hare this morning, and he may be stuck at the airport. I don't know. But we love Steve Sands from the Golf Channel, NBC. He's great. He's a pal. Maverick, send this intro to Steve Sands to him today when we tell him we'd like him on the show tomorrow. I was just looking over some of the pairings for the Pro-Am. Our pal Dan Roan is playing in the Pro-Am today. And Dan Roan is a great golfer.
He's a terrific golfer.
So he's playing today. Old pal of mine, Dennis Abood's playing today. And I saw a couple of names which caught my eye. As a matter of fact, I can bring this up to the great Steve Sands right now. Are you standing around waiting for your luggage? I feel bad we interrupted you.
You never interrupted me, Steve. How are you, bud?
I'm good. And I said thanks. And I saw this name that jumped out immediately. You being a D.C. kid, Jay Schrader's in the Pro-Am? I'm sure it's the same guy.
Let me tell you, Jay Schrader, number 10 in burgundy and gold, was fabulous. Fabulous. He was way better than Bob Avellini ever was in Chicago.
Well, that's not the greatest compliment you've ever thrown out.
No, it's not. It was the first thing that came to my mind, Steve.
All right, so Schrader, we're going to pretend that we're sure that that's the quarterback. But I did notice this, Roger Clemens playing with Patrick Reed. That's got to be Clemens, don't you think?
I think there's a Roger Clemens. They have a connection, actually. Roger's a Texas guy. Patrick Reed lives in Houston. Roger loves golf. And by the way, even if it isn't R.J. Schrader, we'll take it.
So we
would love to be represented here in Chicago. But yes, Clemens is out here playing in the Pro-Am today.
Did you see Bo Jackson playing with Brooks Koepka?
Bo Jackson and Brooks Koepka together have to look just ridiculous.
There's a little bit of athleticism in that group.
It's like just two granite bookends. It's a true story. I walked out of Hancock one day when we were working over there at another radio station I was thrown out of. And I came down to Hancock, and I walked into an elevator talking to somebody without looking. I ran into Bo Jackson. Now, I'm 6 feet tall. I'm a grown man. I bounced off him. It was like walking into a wall. I mean, Bo Jackson is still in great shape.
I've got a really quick story. I've got a very close friend of mine who pitched on the team with Bo at Auburn when they were in college.
Okay.
So I've never met Bo in my life, and about 4 or 5 years ago, I was on a plane, and he was sitting next to me. But I don't want to be one of those guys who bothers them, blah, blah, blah. We get done. We walk off the plane. I look at him, and I say, hey, Ed Oman is a really close friend of mine. He lights up. It wasn't just some yahoo saying hello to him and bothering him. We talk for like a minute. He shakes my hand. This is 4 or 5 years ago. I'm still in a cast.
And you know what? It's the best break you've ever had. It's just pain that was worth it. All right. So I'm looking over the field here. What do we know about Tiger? Is he healthy or we don't know?
We don't know. It's day to day. You just never know with him. And not that he's not transparent. He doesn't have to be transparent. But it's not that we just don't know, because I think he wakes up each day not knowing himself. So yesterday he woke up. It was a good day. So he decided to fly here to Chicago. Today, you never know. And then tomorrow in the first round, we'll have to wait and see. But hopefully he's healthy. I think it's nice to have him back here in Chicago. He loves it here. He's won in Medina a couple of times. Absolutely loves playing in the area. And the fans deserve to see him at his best. And hopefully he can give them that.
The accounts from the course this morning have been that he was like 4 under on the front nine. And then has just been kind of taking it a little easy on the back nine, not hitting tee shots on every hole, and just kind of a more casual approach.
Well, Steve Sands can speak to this, level of competitiveness. He's not going to phone it in.
Right.
I'm not a doctor by any means, but that to me, that's not a great sign, because last week on Wednesday in the Pro-Am, he played 8 holes of regular golf, but wasn't very comfortable. Didn't shoot 4 under on those first 8 holes, and then just chipped and pitched and putted the rest of the way in the Pro-Am. So he couldn't finish last Wednesday, and then we saw what happened to him last week. He had to withdraw after 1 round. So hopefully that's not the case this week. Hopefully he's just taking it easy, because he's just trying to ease his way back into it. He needs to finish solo 11th or better to advance to East Lake next week in Atlanta to defend his tour championship title. So he knows he needs to play very well this week against 70 of the best players in the world.
And you think about this, when he was at the Masters and he won the Masters, you're thinking, well, yeah, well, you weren't even thinking about not advancing to Atlanta because you figured he's going to have a great summer. Well, old catches up with all of us.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's look, when you have a fused back, if you talk to anybody in the medical profession, they're basically telling you he's on borrowed time. It could be a month, it could be 5 years, but at some point, a fused back is going to give out on him because it's just too much stress on his body. So, you know, hopefully he has a good week this week. Hopefully he stays healthy. Obviously, he's great for the game, great for fans, and it's just fun having him around. It was a magical week at Augusta. And hopefully that kind of thing continues.
All right, so a quick plug for one of your employers, the Golf Channel. Golf Channel, NBC Sports. Steve Sands, by the way, runs both. He just doesn't like to take credit for it. Right. But I'm watching Hogan, the documentary, last night because, you know, I can't get enough golf because that's the kind of delight I am. And there's a nice piece in there with Tiger talking about Hogan and his toughness and his preparation. There's a little piece of irony in there, too, knowing what Tiger's going through now. But when you see what Ben Hogan went through after that bus crash that should have killed him just to play golf and walk 18 holes, in some cases back then it was 36, it's pretty amazing.
Let me tell you, if Ben Hogan got to know Tiger Woods in his heyday, as hard as Tiger worked, as demanding as Tiger was on himself and the people around him to be the greatest of all time, Hogan would have loved the way Tiger went about his business on the golf course. Hogan was a grinder. He was one of the nicest, mean guys you'll ever meet. I mean, he was demanding at all times, in all facets of life. There's an announcer named Gary McCord over on CBS. He's a great guy. Gary was in a locker room one time, and Hogan walked up to him and said, "Hey, you know, what's your name?" He goes, "I'm Gary McCord." He goes, "What do you do?" He goes, I'm actually in the tournament. I play on the PGA Tour." And he goes, "It's nice to meet you, Mr. Hogan." Hogan looked down at him and said, "Hey, how many tour events have you won?" And Gary said, "Zero." And Hogan looked down at him and said, "Well, then what the hell do you play for?" And walked away.
Wow.
Hogan was a tough, tough customer, man. But he was one of the all-time great players in the history of the sport.
And the documentary is great, by the way. I don't know if you've even
seen it. Oh, it really is. It's a fabulous documentary. Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to throw a couple names at you. Give me a quick response. Brooks Koepka. Got to be in the mix, right?
Tough guy. Tremendous confidence. No one plays with more confidence than Brooks. Even when he doesn't have his A game or his best, he feels as if he can win because he thinks he can will his way to the top of the leaderboard.
Dustin Johnson.
One of the most talented players out there. If he putts well this week, he'll win.
Rory?
Because when he putts well, he wins. He doesn't putt well all the time. He always hits the ball well.
Right.
He just doesn't putt well.
What about Rory?
Rory is, I think, when they're all playing great, I think Rory McIlroy is the best player in the world. If the putter cooperates early, not in the middle of the round, but if he makes a putt early in his round, he will always play better throughout the 17 or 16 or 15 next holes on the card. I think that Rory is the best player in the world when he's on.
I like Webb Simpson or Gary Woodland as a sleeper. Not that you can win the U.S. Open to be a sleeper, but he didn't. You know, he's not a guy that comes to mind for everybody right away. Who's going to win this thing?
I think it's going to be McIlroy. I think McIlroy is going to come here. He has great vibes here. Remember when he was late to the tee on Sunday in Medina in the Ryder Cup in 2012? He ended up meeting his wife that day.
Right, that's good.
His now wife. I think this is a big ballpark. I think his driver is going to be on. And if he makes a couple of putts, I think McIlroy is your winner here at Medina.
Small greens. I know. I make a lot of 90s out at Medina, and I miss a lot of greens. Listen, it's fabulous. It's going to be a great week for us. And it's made better
because you and my man Bob Verde are the two greatest sandbaggers I know. You guys are full of it.
Verde's the best, isn't he?
Oh, that's the greatest. Having dinner with him on Friday night, it literally is my favorite night of the year.
Well, tell him hello. I saw him at the Hawks the other day. By the way, say hi to our friend Kurt Byram, too. His brother Tom Byram, who's still playing well on the champions and the senior on the PGA Champions Tour, or whatever they've named it this week. Tom Byram is in that Hogan documentary as well. So thank you, Steve.
Yes, you got it. Anytime, bud.
See you, man. Steve Sands, the best.